Think about it. What's so great about being human anyway? You get sick. You get old. You can't get it up anymore. I'm not looking forward to that.
I want to be Jennifer Tilly. I want to be a star.
And I don't want to be your chauffeur. As a doll, I'm fucking infamous. I'm one of the most notorious slashers in history, and I don't want to give that up. I am Chucky, the killer doll, and I dig it!
Hello, 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 geeks, freaks, and tomb dwellers, and welcome back to another episode of Tombs of Horror. As always, I'm your host, Dustin. And also, as usual, before we get into the episode proper, I got a couple things to talk about. The first thing is that friend of the show, Entropy in Motion, and Poetics are releasing a new joint pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to hit all the streamers and shit like that, but I got to hear a little kind of advanced listen, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, from Entropy in Motion, or as you guys might know him, AK. And I gotta say, I give it a 5 out of 5. It's some pretty fucking good baby-making music. So yeah, definitely, when you get it, when that drops, listen to it. You won't be disappointed. It's worth the listen. And also, I also am going to be having a new album dropping pretty soon. It's called Homesick, and it features 3 of the previous singles that I've released for it, along with, I think it's going to be like 9 or 10 other tracks. It's actually going to be a full album this time instead of an EP, or an album that's barely over an EP like I usually release, or I have been lately. So be sure to check that out soon. I haven't submitted it yet, but I will be soon. So look for that within the next week or so. Alright, so now to the episode proper. Way back in season 1, I think it was like maybe the 4th minisode I ever did. I did a little short episode called Things You May or May Not Know About Chucky. And with the release of the second season of Chucky the TV series, I thought that I'd expand on that one a little bit, since, like I said, the previous episode for this subject was pretty short. I think it was only like 9 minutes. So I'm going to expand on that. And since, you know, and especially since Halloween is tomorrow, what better way to celebrate that than talking about Chucky, a supernaturally possessed doll. So if you listen to and remember that episode, a couple of the facts that I'm going to talk about might be familiar to you. I tried to avoid that, but then on the other hand, I decided to add those as well for those who may not have heard or have even been aware of that episode, since it was quite some time ago. So let's get into it. But the first fact is that Chucky was originally created and conceived by Don Mancini. And although his name is very well known by most horror fans, unfortunately that's really the only thing Mancini would really be notable for, is for creating Chucky. Like I said, he's done other things. He hasn't done a lot more. I mean, he did an episode of Tales from the Crypt and Hannibal and Channel Zero, and of course, you know, the Chucky TV series. But I mean, other than Chucky, Chucky is what he's most notably known for. He got inspiration for Chucky from the Cabbage Patch doll craze back in the early 80s, as well as a Talkie Tina doll from the Living Doll episode of the original Twilight Zone. The original screenplay was titled Batteries Not Included, and then Blood Buddy, and then Chucky, but obviously the last title for the screenplay was kind of rejected, because back then nobody would know who the fuck Chucky was. The original plot of Blood Buddy was that Buddy was a doll that could actually bleed. One day after Andy receives him, Andy cuts himself and his blood mixes with Buddy's. After this, Buddy comes to life whenever Andy is asleep at night and seeks revenge on those who have wronged Andy. Eventually, he gets tired of only coming alive at night, and reasoning that he could stay animate forever if he killed Andy, he sets out to murder him and his mother. What's interesting to me is that Buddy was originally just going to be a psychological manifestation of Andy's instead of, you know, being a physical one, but that idea was thankfully axed. And even more interesting, to me at least, Blood Buddy was originally going to be produced by Charles Band and Full Moon Entertainment, which, as some listeners and some viewers, yes, some of you are viewers, and if you are, congratulations on finding the feed. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You just have to figure out what the fuck it is for yourself. But anyway, Full Moon Entertainment is home of the Dolls movie and, of course, the Puppet Master franchise. So it would be kind of interesting to wonder what could have been if Charles Band would have gotten his hands on this. But for several different reasons, Blood Buddy had a lot of problems getting a producer to greenlight it. Until the name of the screenplay was changed to Child's Play, and Tom Holland, who directed Fright Night, and David Kirshner, who is most well known for An American Tale, got involved. Speaking of Tom Holland, he actually has a cameo in the film. He's the voice of the announcer for the Good Guys TV show. And the picture of Andy's dad that is displayed in Karen and Andy's apartment is actually Holland himself. Once everything finally got rolling on Child's Play, Don Mancini became afraid of being sued by Hasbro, who had just released its line of My Buddy Dolls, who bore a striking resemblance to Child's Play. Good Guy dolls, and if you remember those, those were truly fucking terrifying dolls. I had a friend who had one of them, and every time I'd spend a night over as a kid at his house, he had it, like, sitting in a chair next to his bed, and that thing would scare the living shit out of me throughout the entire fucking night. So, if you ever saw one, if you're old enough to remember those, you'll know what I'm talking about. Both Don Mancini and David Kirshner have both publicly said that they have hated the whole voodoo plotline from the very beginning, but have both said that it works well, and that it has served the franchise well, so they don't really try to talk that much shit about it, but they both dislike it greatly. And to me, I mean, despite the fact that it's about a doll being possessed by the soul of a serial killer, the most unbelievable part of the original film was that each Good Guy doll came with its own set of batteries. I mean, what fucking toy comes with its own batteries? Especially way back then, when you always had to, when batteries were sold separately. What I find really interesting is that the original film was supposed to have a theme song tacked onto the end credits, but it was deemed way too bizarre, with a cheerleading section and bizarre lyrics such as Chucky Chucky, go away, you're too rowdy when you play. And so it was wisely scrapped. However, it does still exist on YouTube, so if you want to go and listen to it, you'll find something that's truly bizarre. And probably be glad that it wasn't added on to the end credits as well. And since we're mainly talking about the first film, have you ever wondered why the opening scene of Child's Play seems like you walked in on a movie already in progress? That's because you kinda do. The movie was supposed to open with Charles Lee Ray stalking who he believes is a drunk woman, but when Lee Ray finally catches up to her, it turns out to be Mike Norris in disguise, and the two shoot at and chase after each other. But to save time, Tom Holland decided to edit it down to what we now see today. However, if you watch carefully at the very beginning, when both Lee Ray and Norris come running around the corner, you can see Norris toss aside his dress. However, the character of Charles Lee Ray didn't play any part in the original plot or script. When he was finally added in, he was a serial killer who was on death row, and his soul was transferred into a doll through electricity on the night he was executed in the electric chair. And the voodoo angle wouldn't be added till much later. And of course, Brad Dourif voiced Chucky and also played Charles Lee Ray in the first film and in flashbacks throughout this franchise for all seven original Child's Play films, and continues to voice him to this day in the Chucky TV series. The only time he didn't lend his voice to the doll was in the 2019 reboot of the first film, which went to Mark Hamill. And as I've said before, even though it gets a lot of hate, I actually liked the Child's Play reboot. I mean, was it a perfect film? And was it kind of stupid? Yeah, it was. Especially in the fact that they kind of made Chucky kind of act like a retarded child, I guess is the best way to put it. Sorry if that offends anybody. But I actually liked it, even though a lot of people didn't. But interestingly, though, while Dourif was asked to play the part of Charles Lee Ray without having to audition, he wasn't the original choice to voice Chucky, although he did physically portray Chucky in place of the doll for taped rehearsals with other actors. And of course, or you may not know this, but Charles Lee Ray's name was inspired by three real-life killers: Charles Manson, who technically never actually killed anyone, Lee Harvey Oswald, who, as everyone knows, assassinated John F. Kennedy, and James Earl Ray, who assassinated Martin Luther King Jr. And since we're talking about Charles Lee Ray, Eddie Caputo, Charles Lee Ray's accomplice, is the only character throughout the entire franchise to have no dialogue except for his "oh shit" line at the very beginning of the first film, before he's killed off by Chucky. One more interesting fact about the first film, about in the middle of the movie, when Andy's admitted to a psychiatric hospital, there's a scene where Chucky kills Andy's doctor, Dr. Ardmore, with shock therapy. And in that scene, Andy's crying, begging Chucky to stop. But what's interesting about that is that Alex Vincent, who played Andy in the first and second films, was really crying. And the director, Tom Holland, got him to cry by telling Andy, you know, that he sucked and that his parents were going to get divorced because of him and blah, blah, blah. So kind of like mentally abusing him, even though not really, I guess. But anyway, that caused a lot of controversy between a lot of people on the set because, you know, Holland was being really mean to a six-year-old kid, but he wanted Alex Vincent to be more convincing in this part of the movie, and it works because, like I said, those are real tears that Alex Vincent is crying for that scene. And I'm sorry, I said mentally abusing, but what I really meant to say was verbally abusing. In the original script for Child's Play 2, both Chris Sarandon and Catherine Hicks were supposed to return as Detective Mike Norris and Karen Barkley, respectively, but the scenes were never shot, although Hicks was usually on set, as her husband, Kevin Yeager, was the animatronic operator for Chucky. And the second Child's Play was originally supposed to take place around Christmas, and that's why there's a factory full of Good Guy dolls ready to be shipped off. And also, the novelization of Child's Play 2 delves deeper into the character of Charles Lee Ray, his abusive parents, and the fact that he murdered his own mother, which is never even really talked about in the second film. And what is probably the weirdest thing about this entire franchise, in that in all the trailers that were made for Seed of Chucky, a bizarre disclaimer had to be put in that Britney Spears did not actually appear in the movie and was in no way affiliated with the movie, due to the trailer containing a scene in which a Britney look-alike's car is forced off of a cliff by a car that is driven by Chucky and Glenn. And finally, including deaths that have been related before the franchise timeline that have been discussed in later films as well. As well as the Chucky TV series, Chucky has a fairly high body count with 96 victims to his name. And that just about wraps it up. If you're wondering where I got some of these facts from, it's from the excellent book, Reign of Chucky, The True Hollywood Story of a Not-So-Good Guy. I forget the authors of it. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But it is a book that I highly recommend. It's a very easy read. And it's done, and it's full of facts about the entire franchise that is done in a way that is entertaining to read. You know, it's not just like reading a Wikipedia article about the movies and stuff like that, where it's all just kind of dry and a lot of the facts are gotten wrong. So once again, I highly recommend that book. I believe you can buy a physical copy. If not, it's on, you know, like Kindle and the Nook. And that just about wraps it up. As always, you can reach out to me at darksyde9034@gmail.com. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tombs of Horror. I'll see you next time, and have a happy and safe Halloween.